There's something going on.
Family First, Committee Speaker, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. I am a client, and I'm having a problem. I'm a client, and we're trying to figure out what's going on because my caretaker was not paid, and we're trying to find out what's going on with this.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Madeline Wimberly.
And I told her I sent in a bunch of times to do it. I sent the time.
Wait, we got to talk to the person and see what's going on.
See, who's the coordinator assigned to you?
They can give us a lot of information. I've never seen an agency like this in my life. They didn't send her no offer letter. They didn't give us the person that she's supposed to contact. If something were to happen, that's the way an agency is supposed to go about that. They're supposed to send you an offer letter. Whoever, if we need to contact anybody, this is the person we need to contact. That's what
it
they should
be the one that I'm looking for right now.
Yeah, well, they should have did that in an email or something. Send us who to talk to.
Right now is Valeria. Have she spoken with her?
Valeria, no. They saying something. I'm trying to find out what's going on because they saying something about if the hours, the approved hours is how many hours for me. Are you able to look into that and see?
Yeah, it is 49.
Okay, so why is my caretaker not being paid then?
I'm clocking in and out.
She
just seen all my clocks.
So all I see is that she's clocking in, but she's not clocking out. But I don't know why nobody's contacting her in regards to that or even asking for a timesheet.
Contact. She's clocking in, but not clocking out.
I'm clocking out. It's right here.
So if it's showing up on her app, she can screenshot it and send it over.
It's showing up that I'm clocking in and out. In and out. I'm a screenshot it right
so
now.
So what does she do? She need. What does she need to do to get paid?
She can send that screenshot and they can use that. I'm going to contact Valeria now because this caregiver, I actually spoke with her last week and I thought that they had straightened it out for her.
And I am
guessing that they didn't.
I put in the timesheet. Valeria told me to put in all these timesheets, right? So I put in all these timesheets. So I'm trying to figure out, am I going to be paid out for all the timesheets that I put in last week?
So let me just see. Did she send you a link?
Yeah, she sent me a link, and I filled out all the timesheets.
Okay, I see your name on here.
Last week it was like from the 23rd of February all the way up until like March the something.
Yeah, so I see that you did one for the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th.
No, I did timesheets before that for 3-1, 3-2,
was it through the link
three,
as well?
Yeah, she sent me the link. I did the timesheet for the 23rd, 24th, all the way up until, March the, 8th or something like that, March the 7th, whatever. Whatever last week, because we had, okay, I'm going to show you the date. Let me go on my calendar. Calendar. Okay, I started with you guys on February the 23rd. I sent in timesheets from, because they only had paid us one day. I sent in timesheets from February 23rd all the way up until March the, 8th. Or 9th. She got those timesheets. So she sent me the link for the timesheets. I sent those in. So why would I not be paid out for those, for that whole week? That's like 10, 12 days.
Right.
That's
no,
like
I,
10,
I,
12
I see it. I'm just, I'm trying to figure out why she didn't pay you either. Can you get that screenshot and send it to me?
The screenshot of what?
The clocks. The clocks in and out.
Yeah, I can send it to, what's your number so I can do
what
it
number
right
did
here?
You guys just dial?
I don't know what number my mom just dialed. I don't know. Here, show me.
Because I know I do what I'm supposed to do. I've been doing this work, kind of work for years.
Let me see.
So wow.
Oh, it's 267-551-7400. That's what I did.
Okay, so so my last two digits is 15. We all have the same number. The only thing that changes is the last two.
It's
267-551-7415?
Yes.
Okay, 7415.
Okay. So, all right. Now I'm sending you the screenshots of the clock in and the clock out. I'm sending you, I just sent it over here, and I'm about to send you another screenshot. Let me go back in the HHH thing. And before that, I sent her, okay, so here's the screenshots for this week. But I sent her in a timesheet for
I
those.
The time
like,
sheet for this that you just sent right here. Yeah, see that from
no,
time.
Those was from today. That was that, but I'm talking about the timesheets from the, all the way from February the 24th. All the way up until like March the 7th or 8th. That's like 10, 12 days of pay that I'm not being paid out. She sent me a link to fill those out. I filled it out. Why am I not being paid for that?
So I see the pay to the 23rd to the 28th you were paid. And you.
The 28th, I was not paid from the 23rd to the 28th because we only got
wasn't
one
paid
day
on
of
the
pay.
First. I don't
oh, yeah,
that
you got. The, oh, yeah, we did get that one, but I did not get the pay
but you're
from
missing the 4th,
from
the 6th, the 6th,
week.
And the 7th.
Yeah, I didn't.
Right.
And I sent her all of those, but we were still missing like a day from the previous week. So she told me to put it on from the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, so I put it on that timesheet. So it's like a 7-8-day paycheck that I've sent in timesheets for. Why am I not being paid out for that?
Have you spoken to her in regards to this?
I spoke to her. She keeps sending me texts. I keep calling her back, and she's not really explaining nothing. And she's not answering the phone. She said that my mom had to call insurance to verify that with insurance. But my question is, if I sent her the timesheet for last week, why?
I'm confused.
What?
Why is she calling the insurance for? What is she verifying? Your time?
Yeah, she's saying to verify about to be paid out.
It's nothing that needs to be paid out.
That's what I'm saying. She's saying for me to call, for my mother to call the insurance for because the insurance ain't going to pay. It's not going to pay. But I'm not understanding that because I put in timesheet for last week. So why am I not getting paid on Friday for the timesheet that I put in last week? You know what I mean?
Right.
And she's the one who sent me the link, and I filled it all out and submitted it.
Because I don't see a problem with the authorization itself.
Yeah, there's no problem with the authorization because she's the one who sent me the link. Right. I need to be paid Friday. I'm sorry. I have to be paid Friday. I don't live with my mom. I have to be able to get back and forth to work to take care of my mother.
Right.
So I have to be paid out for my pay from last week. I didn't get paid last week.
Okay. I'm gonna contact her now just to see exactly what's going on, only because I don't really like to touch their stuff when it comes to payroll. But I'm not understanding why. Because me and you had this conversation, and I spoke with her as well. She was supposed to take care of it. Why it wasn't taken care of,
she got take care. She didn't take care of it. That's what I'm
but
saying.
I see all the timesheets, so, yeah. But it's just the issue with the whole clock out. Is there a problem with the app itself on why you're not able to clock out?
No, I sent you over the screenshot.
Yeah, there are a bunch of ins. There's no outs.
Let me check my mom Wi-Fi box. I know sometimes my little brother takes the Wi-Fi box off. So let me check the Wi-Fi box. And we got a new Wi-Fi. I didn't know that we had got a new Wi-Fi box. But definitely when I sent her them time sheets that she sent me, I should be paid out Friday for them time sheets that she sent.
Yeah,
I did
sure.
not get paid for it. So I need to be paid because I have to get to work and I have bills to pay.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna call her now, and if I can't get in contact with her, I'll contact her supervisor to make him aware as well.
Who is her supervisor?
His name is Arango. I can provide you with his number as well.
Yes, I
like
need
I told
his
you,
number.
We all have the same numbers. The only thing that changes is the
right,
last two. His
yeah,
is
so
11.
Hold on, let me get. His is 551.
7411.
7411. Okay, thank you so much. What
sure.
is the name again?
Mine's
and
a
wait, what is
his last name Martinez.
And what is you said? What is the her supervisor name?
Arango. I'm probably saying
Arango,
it wrong, but
and it's 7411, right?
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, not a problem.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.